Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Bop Apocalypse, Jazz, Race, the Beats, and Drugs, by Martin Torgoff. Narrated by Roger Wayne.
High. I'm telling you, high. What's the law against being high? What's the use of not being high? You gonna be low?
Jack Kerouac, Visions of Cody. Author's note. I could hear the election returns and then Nixon's victory speech filtering down to me from the upstairs den where my parents were watching television. It was November 5, 1968, the night Richard Nixon was elected president. As we huddled conspiratorially in the darkened basement of our house, my sister placed a wet towel into the basement door so that my parents wouldn't be able to smell what was about to transpire. "Here," she said, placing a hookah pipe in my hands. I was 16 years old at the time, a high school junior. Carol was 4 years older, lately a burgeoning hippie around our town on the north shore of Long Island, where I had lived my entire life. We were sitting cross-legged on an old Persian rug down in that black-lighted sanctuary of hers, exactly as I had observed her sitting with her beaded, long-haired, leather-fringed friends over recent months. I was goggle-eyed at the exotic illegality of it all. A sense of fear overwhelmed me as I took the pipe, but mixed with the delectation that comes from being about to do something forbidden. My sister could tell that I was waffling at the last minute, and just to make sure that I would get totally and unequivocally blasted that very first time, she delivered long and highly detailed instructions about how to inhale, and exactly how long to hold the smoke in my lungs before I was permitted to exhale. Never one to do things halfway, she then shaved little pieces off a black, gooey little ball she produced from tinfoil.